Chapter 3. The Accounting. When everyone least expected it, the day of the king's return arrived. Never had there been a day like the day when he returned. The earth, the trees, and the skies seemed to rejoice at his coming. But it was not the princess's father who came wearing the crown. It was their brother. He had finished the task his father had sent him to do, and now ruled as an heir with his father. He had come to bring his sisters home. To her horror, Rose realized she had only one wall of stones in place where her finished castle should have been. She had wanted to build more, if only she hadn't been so busy with all those other things that had cluttered up her life. If only she hadn't been so worried about the mirror in the forest. If only. When her brother the king came to Rose, she fell to her knees in despair. She could not believe she had worried more about the village and the mirror than about preparing herself to return to her father's kingdom. She remembered now what it had been like to be in his presence and how much she loved her father. She felt despair and shame at the unfinished, pitiful wall of stones she had built. When Ebony heard the king had returned, she ran as fast as her legs could take her to meet him. When she saw it was her brother who had saved her from the terrible enemy, gratitude she could never express filled her heart. She threw her arms around him and sobbed. How she loved her father and her brother. Together, Ebony and her brother looked at the castle she had created. She had lost valuable time while she had been in the Shining Palace, and her castle wasn't entirely built. But since her rescue, she had labored with all her heart to complete her work. "I can help you, Ebony, as you finish your castle," said her brother. "You have sought our father's help, and we will be with you every step of the way." Ebony looked toward the tall hill where the Shining Palace had been, but all that remained were broken ruins. The palace had been destroyed, and the enemy himself had carried off all those who had been chained inside. She wondered why none of them had called out for help. She knew her brother would have saved any who would have called on him. Hazel was wiping sweat off her brow, finishing a delicate wood carving for the inside of her castle, when she felt a gentle hand on her shoulder. Turning, she saw her brother. In his countenance was her father's face. She remembered all the stories she had read in her father's book about her brother. She knew her brother had come to bring her home to her father's side again. "Hazel, my dear Hazel, how I love you," he said as he opened his arms and embraced her. He held her tight, and Hazel felt a love and joy deeper than anything she had ever known. Over her brother's shoulder, Hazel could see her castle. Although she had labored diligently, she realized how dull the stone looked and how insignificant it seemed compared to the nobility and majesty of her brother. She just hoped her efforts would be enough. Her brother stood back and looked into her eyes. With a gentle smile, he said, "I will happily do the rest." Hazel sensed a brilliant light behind her and turned to look. To her amazement, her castle rose majestically into the sky. White pillars gleamed, and towers of shining marble held beautiful vines, blooming with thousands of flowers. Hazel heard her father's voice and turned around. As she looked into his face, every memory she had of him came pouring back into her mind. Her father held his arms out toward Hazel. there were tears in his eyes as he said, "Well done, my good and faithful daughter."
Do you wonder if he knows who you are? Do you wonder if he knows the secret pleadings of your heart? He has numbered every sand of the sea, and he longs for you to know he believes in you. Can you feel a quiet power from above? Can you feel his strength surround you when your own is not enough? He has blessed you with his spirit from on high, and he longs for you to know it lives inside of you. Oh, be true. Daughter of a king, father's royalty, heir to his divinity. He's calling your name to come and take your place before his throne. He has always known what he created you to be. A daughter of a king.
To claim the noble birthright you were sent here to receive. He has loved you since you lived with him before. Let him lead you to the gifts he has in store for you. Oh, be true. Daughter of a king, father's royalty, heir to his divinity. He's calling your name to come and take your place before his throne. He has always known what he created you to be.
Done.